Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm joined by my co-host, George Amador III. Hey, G, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Crystal. Always good to be here. And, you know, we're going through the month of August this month about all of the different plans that we have at Crystal Clear Finances. Mm-hmm. Last week, we talked about the first one and really the core of Crystal Clear Finances and who we are with our savings investment protection plan. I'm really excited about this week and next week because we're talking more on the retirement and tax plan this week, then our full-blown comprehensive plan next week, and then wrapping it all up with the different components. And, you know, we're asking the question, are your finances crystal clear? That's important to us. We need to understand where we're headed, why we're headed there, not just rely on somebody hopefully managing everything properly, and I pray to God someday that I'm going to retire, but really going through a comprehensive plan to say, this is the components to my finances. How do I make sure that I'm going to live the comfortable life I want to live? And that's really what we're going to focus on today.
Correct.
Is that transition planning. You know, I had a client walk in just the other day to specifically focus on this area. And he used the words, I need to plan for my transition.
Ooh,
and that's important.
Like that.
It's retirement planning more than anything, in my opinion, is transition planning. We are transitioning our lives into something new, whether it's a new job or part-time work or ministry we want to go into, whatever God has called us to, or it's just maybe, hey, I'm going to take a break for a while. I'm not going to have that income, so it is going to be a transition for me. So let's make sure that that transition is exactly the way I want it. And believe it or not, you can plan for the way you want to live that life. And so it's important, and today's really all about that plan.
And you know, George, one of the things is the fact that we are fiduciaries, we know what we're looking for. But I think a lot of times individuals, when they go to a financial planner, when they're working on their finances, they're not quite sure what questions should I be asking myself? What do I need to do to prepare? And I think that's why they just give that responsibility over to someone else. And what we want to do is say, hey, wait a minute. Yes, as certified financial planners and fiduciaries, we will operate in that role, but we want you to understand what's going on. We want you to have that confidence so that when the market's down, you're still sleeping at night. To me, that is so key that each person can be empowered to know, all right, I'll do what I'm anointed in. You guys do what you're anointed in. And then this way we each flow and we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. Now, one of the things that I have found, so I want to just lightly touch on this. This is something we do in our first free initial consultation, is we check to see what they're doing now. And if they were to continue to keep doing that, what would it look like when they get to retirement? And to me, it's so critical to do that in that first meeting because I want them to have that aha moment because too many, and you can speak to this, too many have waited until they're 58 years old, 60 years old and say, okay, since retirement is right around the corner, I better do something. If we had made adjustments earlier, I think they would have been in a better position. Not to say that we don't want individuals who are 58 years old to come in. We want to help everyone who walks through the doors here at Crystal Clear Finances. I want to make sure I clarify on that. But one of the things that we do in our first meeting, and then I want to tell have you talk about after we they've had that first meeting, and we're doing more of that retirement transition, how that works. In the first meeting, we do a retirement ready or not, where we're literally asking them, okay, if you keep saving the amount you're saving, investing the way that you're investing, if you keep spending the way that you're spending, and none of this is judgmental, it's just taking a temperature thing, we enter that all in, how long will you be able to stay retired when you retire? At what age can you retire? And I've heard that a lot, like, can you tell me when I can retire? I can't imagine living every year not knowing. But by being able to say, okay, I've been running the numbers, I see that. And that's something we do every time we're doing our annual review is, okay, let's plug in the new numbers and let's see where we're at. And I tell you, with the way that the market's been lately, that's helped a lot. We've been able to lock in some gains lately with our clients to say, hey, this just bought us several years. Let's lock in that gain so the next time the market goes down, because it always does, we don't have to worry about making it back up. But the retirement ready or not, when we begin transitioning through that, some of the questions that we begin to ask, and we need people to begin to look at, first of all, how much money do you make? when we talk about that, it's not that people have to be making hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I think that's a huge misconception.
Mm-hmm.
But how many stories do we hear of people who never made more than $100,000,
sure,
that are millionaires or have a comfortable retirement? I literally believe that it is more about what you do with what you make,
mm-hmm,
than how much you make.
Yes.
And so the very first thing we want to know is, how much are you making? And gee, lots of people say, oh, I don't even know. I'll have to kind of check on you. So we want them to know that. Then we look at it and say, how much is being put into your retirement plan at work? This is a question we need to know. And then we spend time talking about, how do retirement plans at work work?
Mm-hmm.
And is it going into a qualified plan where you're going to be taxed when it comes out? Or do you have an opportunity for a Roth 401k? And how will that impact the taxes, which I'm going to let you deal with in a moment because it's a retirement tax plan? You know, and we ask all those different components. Then we're looking to see how much they're saving. Then we're looking to see how much they've already accumulated. And when we run those numbers, it literally can give us a thermometer of, hey, this is probably what's going to happen if we don't make some adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
And having that conversation, I've seen so many husbands and wives at that table where he's like, yeah, I thought that's what it was going to say. And either they've pleased or either they're like, okay, we got some work to do. But mm-hmm, either way, we can help them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes people get, you know, cautious or hesitant to come in and do,
mm-hmm,
that kind of stuff, because obviously, number one, we're going to look at things and go, okay, where are we at now? You know, it's not a, and I want to really reiterate this, because we don't play the woulda, coulda, shoulda game.
Oh, you can't.
You know, you absolutely can't do that. You'll beat yourself up forever and it's not worth it.
Nope.
And so I look at it like, when we're first looking at a retirement plan, mm-hmm, or what you're doing for retirement, it's kind of like going to get just an annual checkup at the doctor, right?
Right.
You're basically kind of saying, okay, here's what I've done. Is it good? Is it not so good? What can I change? And the doctor will come back and say, hey, your,
yeah,
eating habits are fine. Everything looks good. No,
yeah,
problems here. Keep doing what you're doing. Sometimes the doctor says, you probably shouldn't eat those cookies every,
yeah,
single night.
You stepped on the scale. Yeah. I can see what the weight is.
You should probably change up your diet or do something different. It's kind of the similar idea of,
mm-hmm,
you know, we're going to look at everything. We're going to give you the checkup and go, okay, here's where we're at right now. Is it in a good place? Can you continue, mm, to do what you're doing? Or are there things that you need to change? And if,
right,
there's things that you need to change, it's not, oh, you were bad and we have to change it all. It's a, okay, here's where we're at, and,
mm-hmm,
here's where we're going to move forward.
Right.
And that's important. You know, I was dealing with a couple the other day who, she's looking to retire earlier than most.
Mm-hmm.
She says, okay, you know, I've saved a lot of money and, you know, my job is stressful and I'm just thinking about maybe taking some time off and just transitioning to the next,
mm,
phase of my life. And we were looking at it. She's a great, great saver. I mean,
mm-hmm,
putting away a lot of money,
good
which
job,
is really, really good. We were looking at the situation and saying, okay, well, currently as it stands right now, if you were to leave and have no more income, then you could have X amount of dollars for X amount of years. We,
mm-hmm,
went through Social Security. We went through pensions, 401ks, everything, right?
Right.
We look at it all. And then I said, I know you want to leave, but I just want to show you, just,
mm-hmm,
for a moment, what two or three more years of working looks like. This is not me telling you have to work for two or three,
nope,
more years.
Just giving options.
But just want to show you. When I looked at the numbers, because really how much she's saving every single year, the probability of success, and we're going to talk about what that means. Basically, our portfolio, or excuse me, our projections all are about, hey, how successful are you going to be? What's,
mm-hmm,
the probability over 1,000 market situations, all different simulations in the market? What does the actual outcome look like?
Mm-hmm.
Well, with doing what she was doing, the outcome was going to be in the 80s, which is a great score.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 80% of the time we are successful with a lump sum of money at the end. That's great. Literally by working three more years, it went from 80 to 90. And,
oh,
it was crazy to see,
yep,
because it was that aha moment of, I know I want to leave, but three more years of work to basically have 10 to 20 more $1,000 a year to live on, to do what I want with. I mean,
mm-hmm,
those are some expensive vacations if,
right,
you want it,
right?
Right. It's a very, very comfortable retirement. So we look at it to say, listen, it's not about, oh man, you should have changed all this and you should have did all that.
Mm-mm.
None of that is the case. It's, here's where we're at today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the situation you're currently in. Let's look at your current scenario. What's the probability of success in your,
mm-hmm,
current situation?
Right.
Are you cool with that?
Right.
If not, Okay, well, let's change
what
some things.
Do we need
if
to
we
change?
Are, okay, let's keep going and let's improve on the things we need to improve on. Let's keep doing what we're good at in mm-hmm. order for us to get to where we want to go. Again, it's really about focusing on that transition, right? When you are transitioning into retirement, things change.
Oh, yes.
And everything in life, we know that when things change in life, money flows a little bit differently, taxes are different, income and expenses can change.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to look at this and say, where are we at right now? What are the things that I need to consider when transitioning? Most people just think, okay, my income's gonna stop, so what am I gonna do?
Right?
But nowadays, especially as we plan more and more, we see less and less of the case of every day is a Saturday, right? Most people's retirement nowadays is not just, I'm gonna sit at my home, watch TV, read the newspaper, not do anything,
right?
That's just not the case. We don't live that lifestyle anymore. We're very active. We mm-hmm. wanna do things. We wanna travel more. We wanna spend more money. And so ultimately, for a lot of people, and this is what I love about Crystal Clear Finances, a lot of our clients want to go into ministry opportunities.
Oh, a lot of them.
Sit down and go, okay, God, I've done this. I've stewarded my money as best I can. What are you calling me to in this next season of my life? Where am I going to go? How am I going to impact the kingdom? Whether that's taking, you know, part-time opportunities through church or through charity work, whatever it may be, through ministry, different areas, part-time jobs, volunteer work. Well, that stuff costs money, right? So we want to be able to know where we're at and moving forward. So mm-hmm. it's no longer the case of, I'm going to stop work and that's it.
Right.
A lot of times it's, I'm going to transition into the next phase. So when I see that happening, there's usually this big pressure to, oh my gosh, I got to find the next job right now.
Right.
But if we can sit down with you and do the checkup, do the transition plan to say, well, actually, you can take a year or two to figure out the next step. You can take
mm-hmm.
Some time to
Huge.
Go, okay, here's where I have to go. Here's how much income I may need to make. For some people who want to, you know, stop their corporate 9-to-5 job at 50, 55 years old, you may not be able to not work at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need to find the next job in 24 hours, right? You have time to think about that transition.
Mm-hmm.
And if for a few years we can transition into something that you really want to do, it gives you the peace of mind to know, okay, mm-hmm. I can go get the part-time job. I can go into the ministry where I want to be and not have to worry about, oh my gosh, I have to get another job right away. If that's the case, my question is, why are you doing it, right?
Yes, we
want to be able to call the shots.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something really important at the beginning. You have a lot of clients come in and say, tell me when I can retire.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I want to say, okay, yes, I'll tell you exactly when you're going to retire.
Right.
Really, honestly, it's more about you tell me when you want to retire, right? We don't have to be so controlled by our finances that I have to tell you, yes, retire at age 60, 63, 65, whatever. You dictate to me, client, what you want to have happen, and I can help along the way to figure out when the best time to transition is. But I want, especially for our younger clients who may not be ready to retire at this moment, you can plan today so that way you mm-hmm. can call the shots tomorrow. And we don't have to do it the other way around. And too often times we're strapped by the, I have to sit in my corporate job forever because I'll never mm-hmm. be able to leave. With the right transition plan, mm-hmm. you can leave sooner than you think. We just have to be able to sit down with the right plan to know where you're going.
And that's such a great point, because people need to understand that one of the roles we play is as a financial counselor, coach, saying, okay, here's the options. I think of just the other day, we have clients that one of them is switching into a new type of job. An opportunity has come, which I think is going to be perfect for this individual.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to say now, and what we did is we ran through scenarios. Okay, so if you leave this job, this is what you're giving up. Here's what you're gaining.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it could look long term. If you stay here, this is what it could look long term. So we want to play out all those scenarios so that individual can make the decision that they're confident about. That's a role. It's not the role of, no, you can't take that job. It's $50,000 less. And what are you, crazy?
Yeah.
It is, what have you been called to do? How are you feeling that you're supposed to move forward? Let me show you the financial implications of it. And then, just like the example you gave, she'll probably work 3 more years knowing, but just think of now the I don't want to say the joy, because maybe she's not joyous going to work, but the contentment of saying, okay, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's worth it.
I know why I'm going to work. It's worth it to me. I know what the payoff is. this is going to be okay. Now she's going with a plan.
Yes.
And saying, this makes sense to me. But she had to come in and say, I hate what this is. Help me.
Yeah.
Show me the repercussions.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to say one more thing to that. Mm-hmm. It's also, and I think where we separate ourselves in the industry a little bit, if I can give us some of our own kudos, is it's the intangibles with
yes.
the tangibles.
Mm-hmm.
Like the reason why we were working how we were working with this certain case mm-hmm. is because intangibly speaking, mentally, physically, it was exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
The job was not really helping her mental health, and we needed to find a transition plan in order to make it work. Now, we needed to know the tangibles, right? We needed to know the money.
Right.
We needed to know about the investments, what we can do. But it wasn't because of, oh, I want to just leave early so I can be rich or whatever the case may be. It was, I'm in a position where I need to look at something else.
Right.
I need an alternative because intangibly, right, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, I need to be in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure the money can work as well. So it's about both pieces. Don't come into your financial planner's office, and if they only ever talk about money and nothing else, then it's really just a numbers game. It's not a numbers game. Life is not a numbers game. We have to deal with our emotions and our stress and our anxiety. Money can sometimes be the cause of that.
Right.
I would rather money be the solution to less stress and less anxiety mm-hmm. in your life, and with a proper transition plan. And I know after the break, we're going to really dive into what that transition plan looks like. But with a proper transition plan, you can have that confidence. You can have that peace of mind going into that.
Well said. And with that, we're going to take a quick 60-second break, and we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances.
Every day you choose which companies will have influence over the culture in your town. Every day the investments you own either support your beliefs or work against them. Every day you make that choice when you fund your retirement plan because companies are empowered through your investments. Your resources grow their influence. Choose investments that reflect your values. Impact investing through Crystal Clear Finances. Call 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every impact investment decision.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm joined by my co-host, George Amador III. And gee, today we have been talking about the transition plan. And I'm going to turn it back over to you because I love what you're saying. You're helping our listeners understand that just like with investments, we diversify and we look at the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing applies when it comes to putting a financial plan together. It's not just Social Security and these investments and these savings. It is spirit, soul, body, you're looking to say, where are you called to go? And let's put the pieces in place that you can work where you're supposed to be working, do what you're called to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the next few minutes, I really want to dive into the retirement tax transition plan.
Which is a plan we offer.
Correct.
I know I didn't
clarify
that.
So there's three plans if we break it down. We obviously do all different types of planning and advice mm-hmm. here at Crystal Clear Finances. But in a nutshell, the three levels of service that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we talked about number one, which is the Savings Investment Protection Plan. Big plan that we do, very common here at the office. The second plan, which we're talking today, is the Retirement Transition and Tax Projection Plan.
Say that three times fast.
Huge thing. So RTP, Retirement Tax Transition. We can keep it really simple. Retirement Tax Projection is what we're using as part of this kind of extra piece. Because a lot of times, some people will come into our office and say, George, Crystal, I got the savings, I got the investments and protection. Maybe I have an advisor managing my money. We're good there. We don't necessarily need to focus on that. But hey, I need to transition.
Right.
I need to retire. I need to do it the right way. And we look at it in a comprehensive approach. So today we're really focusing on that retirement tax transition plan. So we're going to talk about the ins and outs of it. So first and foremost, on the retirement side, when you're ready to transition in retirement, there's three different viewpoints that we use in order to understand what your retirement will look like.
Mm-hmm.
The first is, what do you need? What are the needs? So if I could say it like this, on a scale of 0 to 10, right? If we're going to go from all the way from 1 to 10, all the way up, the needs are priorities 8, 9, and 10. These are at the top of the list. We have to have these things, George. I need to keep the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
I need food on the table. I need to take care of my health care and retirement. Big one that we talk about.
Right.
So these are needs 8, 9, and 10. These are things that I have to have in my retirement, non-negotiables. We're going to go through a list of those. What are they and how much do those things cost?
Mm-hmm.
Second is our wants. So these are kind of in the middle of the list, maybe 4, 5, 6, or 7, somewhere in the middle going, hey, this would be great. I want these things in retirement. I want to buy a new car every X mm-hmm. amount of years, or I want the sports car, or I want to go camping every single year at X amount of dollars,
yep.
right? I want to be able to travel to see the grandkids that are, you know, across the country. Mm-hmm. These are wants. So, hey, I want to plan for these things. Let's make mm-hmm. sure they're in there. So we're going to go through those. What are those priorities, right? From 4 to 7, kind of in the middle of the list mm-hmm. to go, these are things that I want to have. And then lastly are our wishes. Right? These are the things that, man, I wish I could do these things. These are 3, 2, 1. At the bottom
yes.
of the list, hey, something that I would love to do if I can. I wish I'd be able to give tons of money to church or charity when I pass away. Mm-hmm. I wish I could buy a yacht. I wish I could travel first class instead of coach going to my retirement vacations mm-hmm. or what it may be, right? So we don't want to go, you know, outlandish by any means, but we want to say, hey, it would be awesome if I could do these things.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at those three components, our needs, our wants, and our wishes. We prioritize them because what the software is designed to do, what our retirement projection is designed to do, is it's going to be able to tell me if we fund all of our needs,
mm-hmm.
what's the probability of success that I can fund all of those things,
mm-hmm.
which we have to have.
Right,
That's
get
important.
The oxygen mask on,
yep.
get that done.
Do that first. Then what's the probability I can move off of those into my wants?
Mm-hmm.
How many of the wants can I do? Can I do a couple of them? Can I do all of them? What's the value of that?
Mm-hmm.
What's the probability I can do that? And then finally to the wishes. What's the probability I can do that? If we can't do everything,
right.
we know, okay, well, we'll take the wishes off first. Let's prioritize the needs and wants. If we can't do all the wants, maybe we take some of those away second to then make sure we can get to our needs.
Exactly.
So it's important to look at it from a goal-based perspective, not a numbers-based perspective. And I know as a financial advisor, that's crazy to say. But the reason why is because it's less about the dollar amount
yes.
and more about, hey, this is the life you want to live. Your needs, your wants, your wishes. Can I get these things done? Yes, there's a dollar amount associated. We
mm-hmm.
absolutely need to know what that is, but we want to focus it on a goal-based perspective and less on a cash flow or just a dollar-based perspective.
And I love this. And it's not that we don't look at the numbers by any means.
Oh no. It's all numbers.
Exactly. But what it is like, and I want to just ask our listeners right now and those viewing on our YouTube channel, okay, have you ever sat down and just wrote out, these are what my needs are.
Mm-hmm.
These are what my wants are, and here's my wishes.
Yeah.
A lot of times people haven't even approached that in life.
Yep.
How are they about to come to pass if we haven't even verbalized them? We haven't put them down on paper. You know, so I would encourage you, do that today. What are the things that you say, these are the things I want to happen mm-hmm. in life. These are things that need to happen
yeah.
in life. And God, if in your mercy and in your blessings, here's what I wish could happen.
Yeah.
Those are the things we're looking for. Because I have noticed, G, that if you tell someone, oh, you need to do this, for instance, if a doctor said, Crystal, you cannot eat chocolate anymore, I'm just finding a new doctor because that ain't happening, right? But if I found the reason why I shouldn't or should cut back, then I'm going to be more committed to it.
Yeah.
When we work with individuals and help them discover their goals, their transition, then the success comes because they're able to put it in there.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you said, and then I want to turn it back to you, is you had talked about probability of success just a little bit earlier in the program. And I want to clarify what that means is there are scenarios that say success means, are you able to reach those needs, the wants, and the wishes? What's the chances of it?
Yeah.
And being able to see that. And I love how our clients can see it on a year-to-year basis.
Yeah, it's important to track and see where we go. So we set it up the right way so you can track mm-hmm. where you're at, see the probability of success, the chances you're successful. And successful means the money's going to outlive you. You have more available. You can
mm-hmm.
leave money to the kids or wherever you want to go, whatever your retirement projection looks like or what you want to
exactly.
have. That's success. And so second to that, just for a few moments, is because this is a big transition
mm-hmm.
and we look at your needs, your wants, your wishes, we're going to change up maybe income or working and all those things. Anytime we transition our income, taxes are a big
yes.
consideration.
Taxes
right?
are always there.
And so when I think about the transition plan, the retirement tax transition plan, the reason why we even use the word tax in the plan
mm-hmm.
is because we have to know moving forward what are taxes going to look like? We all know we're going to pay tons of money in taxes over the course of our life. It's probably the number one expense when you break it down. The number one thing I will spend the most money on in my life, I know it's kind of depressing, is taxes, right? Yes. So if we know it's a big expense, let's make sure we don't have to pay more than needed, right? We want to pay as much as we need to be compliant
legal
and legal and give up the
same. Penny more.
Correct. But we want to make sure that we're not doing too much more. So we couple our retirement projection with a tax projection. And I will say with very good confidence, there are few financial planners in the industry that are using the software that we use here at Crystal Clear Finances in order to help you understand where your taxes are now and where they could be in the future based on current tax law.
And I want to speak to that because it's not some generic software. This is literally where you've had training on it that says, okay, how do we use this? And I feel that is just yet another way that we can confidently lead clients through this to say, well, we're not just kind of hoping. Here's what it says.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the way the tax projection works is I actually look at your current scenario, your current paychecks. I can actually use your current pay stubs, say, okay, here's how much you've made thus far in the year. Here's how much you're projected to make for the rest of the year. So we're in August at this point and saying, okay, well, now we've made X amount of dollars for these 8 months. We have a few months left in the year. How much am I going to make? I then take your tax return. I look at your return. What are the deductions you're getting, your credits you're getting, all of those different pieces. And I project out for the rest of this year and even years to come what your tax situation will look like.
Right.
So if we know that, let's say hypothetically, next year you're not going to have that paycheck anymore, but now you're going to have a pension or Social Security, and we're going to take money from 401ks and IRAs to fund retirement, all those things have different tax consequences. So what do the taxes look like while I'm still working? That's important. Caveat, business owners. What are my taxes like for business owners?
Yes.
That's important too. How then do I transition into something different? And what are the tax components moving forward? So now if I'm taking that money from a 401k versus taking it from my company, you know, paycheck, well, how much do I withhold on that distribution? How much money do I need to account for because that might hurt Social Security? Or how much money am I taking in my Social Security? Is it taxable to me? What are all the different components to it? So not only do we need to know probability of success, your needs, your wants, your wishes, the retirement projection. A lot of people can do that. I think ours is best, but a lot of people can do that. The second piece, and really important, is the tax transition component.
Totally
to say, okay,
agree.
Here's where I'm headed. Let's see. Do I do Roth conversions for the next couple of years leading into to retirement or during? Do I move money around? Do I take money out of my green tanks because that's tax-free money now versus my yellow tanks that maybe some of it may be taxable later? It's all a part of the transition plan. Remember, some people might be retiring early, right? So the 10% penalty, the pre-55, pre-59 and a half penalty that's in there, that might be something that's a cause for concern. We have to look at all of these pieces. So we do the retirement projection and add the tax projection on top of that to say, okay, now you're extra confident knowing I know exactly what my income's gonna look like, but how much that income's gonna cost me in taxes. And as a transition plan as a whole, that is a comprehensive transition plan. That's a retirement and tax plan.
Hoorah. I mean, that is good planning right there. Thank you for what you share, because a lot of times people don't realize all the intricate pieces. It's a Rubik's Cube, and we're just pretty skilled at getting that all the colors on the right side. So with that being said, I want to encourage those of us who are listening to us, those of watching us on the YouTube channel, to give our office a call at 518-433-7181. Schedule your free initial consultation. If you need a tax and transition plan, have we got one for you? We can help. So join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.